Can you say them with the Shtreimel?
We're starting the fourth Mishnah with the commentary of Rabbeinu Yonah. Yossi ben Yoezer ish Tzrida. Yossi, the son of Yoezer, was the important man of the city Tzrida. Yossi ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim. Kibelu mehem. They received their tradition from whom? From Antigone, from Antignos and Shimon HaTzadik. And Rabbeinu Yonah right away says, who did they receive it from? From Shimon HaTzadik and Antignos ish Socha. Yossi ben Yoezer ish Tzrida omer. Yossi ben Yoezer says the following. Your house should be a house of gathering for the sages. And you should cover yourself in the dust of their feet and drink their words in thirst. Says the Rabbeinu Yonah. You should drink their words with thirst. Like you're thirsty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
you should cover yourself in the dust of their feet, which means be close to them. Sit close to them. Meaning a person should, his home should be available, that the rabbis should gather there. When they have to have conversations, they should know that your house is the parlor. Your house is where they make the parlor meetings. Your house is where they meet. So obviously we're talking about someone who's of importance, so that they feel comfortable coming there. If it's someone that's on a lower level, they'll tell someone, you want to go there, he'll say no. The Gemara tells us,
when you said you cover yourself with the dust of their feet, does that mean come closer or humble yourself before?
Let's see. We'll hear the Rabbeinu Yonah. I could tell you the other Rishonim, but let's see the Rabbeinu Yonah. So I purposely left it translated literally so we would see how he interprets it. The Gemara tells us that Rabbah was careful who he talked to. The Gemara tells us there were Amoraim, that if you saw them talking to someone publicly, you knew you could give them a loan without a contract. Because they wouldn't talk to someone unless that person was extremely faithful, extremely honest. The Gemara tells us that the clean people of Jerusalem, the high-level people of Jerusalem, wouldn't sit for a meal unless they knew everyone who was going to be there, that it was someone who they'd be willing to have a meal with, someone who was on a high enough moral level. So when we say, Yi betcha betvad l'chachamim, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, what that means is, you run a house that's on a level that the rabbis will be comfortable being in your house, eating in your house. That, it's not just a question of invite them, make your house available, it's also a question of be on a level where they'll feel comfortable having your home, the home they're in. A person only wants to be by someone who he feels is a God-fearing person, who a person who honors those that fear Hashem. That's where the Beit Vad L'Chachamim is going to be. So the Rabbeinu Yonah gives us a brilliant insight here. It's not just about making your house available to them, it's also about being on that level. I met with one of the students this year, and I asked him, what do you aspire to? So he said, I aspire to this Mishnah. I want my house to be a house where the rabbis feel comfortable coming. So now he should see the second part. It's not only about the house, it's about how you are, that the rabbis will feel comfortable coming there. So he translated it literally, that one should cling to the dust of their feet. So different commentaries give different interpretations. The Rambam, the Sefer Mitzvah Sagodol, the Smag, they're of the opinion that the idea here is to connect to Talmidei Chachamim. We know that part of loving Hashem is to love those that teach us Torah, to connect those that teach us Torah. Others say this is an idea of respect. And the Rabbeinu Yonah gives us another idea, Sheinhag Lehem Kavod, that one should give them honor. Shayad Dorkam Lamod Lifnei Chacham, Ve'en Yoshvin Al Safsanim Bevet Midrash, There were three positions in the Beis Medrash. We see this also in Rav Sadia Gon, Rav Shira Gon, that the teachers used to sit on a bench. The students, some used to stand, and some used to sit at their feet. So what he's saying here is sit at their feet. Even though standing might be more respectful to yourself, sitting at their feet, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, is a way of showing them more honor. Other commentaries say you get a better vantage point. If you're sitting right by his feet, that means you want to hear what he has to say. You're sitting as close as possible.
I find standing as a strange. If you like stand next to, in front of your teacher.
So the Gemara in Megillah tells us that earlier generations had strength, they'd learn Torah standing. Later generations lost that strength, they'd learn Torah sitting. Standing could also be a sign of respect.
Then it starts to become yeshiva.
Ah, yafe, yeshiva. Kmo she'amru, kol ha'yamim she'shimesh to talmid b'yeshiva, shimash she'ani b'amida. The Gemara tells us, all the years that he was sitting and learning, I was standing and learning. Meaning there were different, there were those students who sat at the feet of the Rabbi, there were those students who stood and listened. V'zeu she'amar, yitkabed im kol ha'briyot, ve'vem chabed t'chachamim. So the Mishnah is telling you, have respect with regards to all creatures, but give respect to the sages. So the Rabbeinu Yonah learns this is a part of giving respect. We brought the other commentaries who say this is a part of the desire that's expressed at the end of the Mishnah to learn Torah. So that's why you're willing to sit even at their feet. The Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't learn that way. He learns it's a part of giving respect. That's very interesting. Because we're very good at giving respect when it's not at our own expense. The Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, no, the Mishnah is telling you even what it means, I'm going to get all dusty by doing it. But you could think of applications today. You could think of applications for that today. You see a rabbi whose car is stalled, and you're going to push the car and you're going to get dirty. You're going to change the tire and you're going to get dirty. There are applications of that today. And drink their words with thirst. The verse says in Mishlei, when a person is satiated, offer him the sweetest thing. He can't. This changed this generation.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Sure.
So the Gemara also says what you said. The Gemara in Megillah says, the tendency of a person is that he has more room for dessert. You feel full, and then there. I'm not that way. No, I'm full. Gemara. So the pasuk in Mishlei says, Nefesh Siveya, when a person is completely full. You just had four steaks. Okay? Tavus nofet. Then you say, you know, what are you doing? You're fattening me up. You're trying to stuff more food down my throat. Venefesh Reivma. But when someone is hungry, Kol Mal Matok, even bitter things are sweet to him. Mishu Saveh Midivrei Torah Ven Chatzo Behen. If someone feels full of Torah, I have what I need, and he's not interested, Afilu Mino Margaliot Batorah Tavus Otam Nafsho. Even if they give him gems of Torah, for him, it's like, no, who needed that? But someone who's hungry for Torah and is desiring to hear it, even if you give him something without flavor, it's sweet to him. And he's happy with it because he knows that his Rebbe said it, so it's good. And that's why Torah is like water. Water is the type of thing that when you're thirsty, it's delicious. When you're not thirsty, so then who needs it? So Torah, it depends on you. If a person's going to be thirsty, if his attitude is, I want to learn, so then the Torah is sweet. And if his attitude is, who needs it? So then it's like water. If you're satiated, you don't need it. We could add a few points to this. The pasuk says, V'neide'a nirdefa ladat et Hashem. We know, we seek to know Hashem. What does it mean, we know and we seek to know? Sort of Shlomo Fisher said, the pasuk is teaching us that Torah works that way. Before you know anything, you don't feel the desire to know. Once you start knowing, so then you know a little bit, you want to know more. Before you know, you feel like you're good enough. You know everything. So that's v'neide'a nirdefa ladat et Hashem. I could tell you a story. There used to be a Rav in Washington Heights named Rav Breuer. He was the one that really led the Yekish Kehillah and ensured they'd remain Orthodox when they came off the boats to New York. So Rav Breuer would give a shiur after davening as everyone was wrapping up their tefillin. So the average person was wrapping up his tefillin as Rav Breuer was talking. There was one person who would stand up there catching every word as Rav Breuer was talking. You know who that is? Rav Herschel Schachter, Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva University. He's thirsting for Torah. He's a super genius. When he entered YU, yes? So he entered as a student at Yeshiva University. He had to fill out a form. So I heard from someone who says he saw the form, that on the form they asked him, what'd you learn in Talmud? What'd you learn in Shulchan Aruch? What'd you learn in Tur? What'd you learn in Rambam? So he put a check. Talmud, Shulchan Aruch, Rambam. But when Rav Breuer is talking, he wants to hear every word. That's a veishoteva tzamat divrayim. And the truth is, every lecture is that way. If you're interested, so suddenly you get it. And if it's like, no, what do I need it for? So then you don't. It's like water. Okay, so what do we see today? The house should be a house for the sages. The Rabbi Yonah said that's a reflection of us. Are we on the level that the house should be that way? Cling to the dust of their feet. So the Rabbi Yonah said that's an angle of how to honor them. And drink what they say with thirst. So that's our attitude, which defines how pleasant we find the words of Torah.